The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA. It's time to go drag racing! 200 plus miles per hour!
Very well be, because I know they lost me once tonight already.
They lost you. We didn't lose you. You're back. It's a miracle. Hello?
Hey, guys.
Steve, you're there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. We're just talking, like I'm talking with Tommy Grimes right now. And Tom and I were talking about the weather we've got up here.
Oh, it's crazy down here, too.
It's really bad. In fact, Tommy was saying one of the reasons we haven't been able to get over to Greg Tharp is the weather.
Oh, boy.
So I knocked my phone out once. Fortunately, I was able to get back to him. But enough of that. I need to introduce you guys first. The man I have on the other line right now is Tommy Grimes. He is the man who rides the Samson Ray Price Nitro Harley. Just an absolutely super individual. I want to welcome you to the show, Tommy. How's it going this evening?
I'm doing fine. Sorry about my voice. It's just a little bit under the weather.
Well, as long as you're healed up in time to go back to racing, that's the only thing. I imagine Ray Price is hearing your voice go saying, oh, no, he can't get sick on me now.
You know, Ray, he ain't never worried.
He's pretty well a super mellow guy. When we talk about Ray Price, for a lot of you guys that aren't familiar with is Ray owns the Nitro Harley that Tommy rides, and Ray is one of the legends, and truly one of the legends in motorcycles, not just in Harleys, but in motorcycles. Period. Probably a nicer guy there isn't in the world. But curiosity, how is he to work for? Is he as cool and calm as he is whenever he talks with me?
Oh no, He's a little difficult to work with.
Really?
Yeah, he's done it all, so he knows a lot about everything, so sometimes he's a little rough on me.
Yeah, but, it's the student and the teacher theory.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right.
Student gets out of line, sometimes the teacher has to whack the ruler.
Yeah, and he does. He's got a pretty good whip over there, so...
Well, let me ask you, he can't be too hard on you because you've sure done a great job for him. So far this year, correct me if I'm wrong, you've already have two wins in NHRA and a runner-up in the All-Harley Drag Racing Association. Is that right?
Yes, sir, and we also set the miles per hour record in Topeka. We went to 226.36, I believe it was. So we set the miles per hour record there.
So, okay, on your first win, that was that in Tucson? Tell me about that race. How was it?
That was a great place. That track out there, and the track was extremely great. And then the NHRA does an excellent job of preparing the tracks. And, had a little problem on Friday night, but they fixed it. And we went out on Saturday and went number one qualifier and won the race. So it made Ray very happy for a little while.
So you had where was your other win at then?
Bristol, Tennessee.
Bristol? Well, you were running, 6:31 there? Was that? Am I correct on that?
Yes, sir, 6:31. I think we went almost 2:22 there. But the air there wasn't just as good, but we still had a great time.
There was a lot of, we were basically almost about 4,000, 5,000 feet above sea level there. And with the corrected air, sometimes you end up with 7,000, 8,000 foot corrected air.
Yeah, one time we had 6,000 feet of air. I said, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's really starving those bikes.
They are, and Jeremy Hoy did a great job tuning that motorcycle.
Well, let me ask you a few questions here, not just about the racing, but let me find out just a little bit more about you. How long have you been involved?
I've been drag racing since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, but... just anything I could do, drag racing, I've been doing it. I run ProMod cars for a little while. Then I got on to motorcycles and been wide open ever since.
Are you the only child in your family?
No, there's four of us.
Does anyone else have the interest to ride bikes?
No, they all think I've got a loose screw up top.
Doesn't that help sometimes?
Yeah, I need a loose screw up there with all the drama that goes on.
Well, do you have any children?
Yeah, I actually have three of them. I have a little boy that's 12, Tyler, which is 3 and a half, and then I have a newborn, which is almost 5 months now.
How long before the 12-year-old is riding?
He's been asking already. He's wanting to know when I can go racing. When can I go racing, Daddy? Won't be long, son. Won't be long. But I actually have a great wife. She puts up with a lot of stuff, and us boys, we get in a lot of trouble, and she yells at us a little bit, but she lets us be boys.
So you get to be one of the kids. That's kind of a cool deal.
Yeah, I get to be the big kid.
Oh, well, tell me a little bit, just how'd you come up with the sponsorship deal with the Sampson Ray Price thing?
That was Ray Price is doing there. Ray did that, I think, the year before I come on board. So that guy's name is Kenny Price, no relations, but super nice guy. He loves drag racing, and he found a great opportunity with Ray. So them two worked out a good deal, I believe.
Well, let me ask you, are you going to be going up to Sturgis?
No, sir, we do not go to Sturgis.
Not going to be able to make the turnaround?
No, sir.
Yeah.
Ray does not like Sturgis. Plus, there's some things going on. I think Ray and the boys are going to do some testing. So I believe there's some things happening in our crew that just, things just going a little sour.
Well, one of the things, too, I know you guys got a big race up at Bristol, because Sturgis ends Thursday night, and basically you've got to be at Bristol Friday.
Yeah, so then boys got to haul back to get back to Bristol.
Yeah, so there's just about no way to make that one. That's a shame, and because I do know that Greg Thorpe has done a great job on making major changes to Sturgis. I can understand why a lot of the riders in the past weren't real excited about racing at Sturgis, but times are changing at Sturgis, which is really a wonderful thing to see.
Yeah, Sturgis, I can imagine there would be a lot of people. Everybody loves drag racing, so Sturgis would probably be a great place.
It's going to be wall-to-wall. There's no doubt that. It's going to be a wild weekend. And one of the nice things about Sturgis, a lot of the riders out there aren't aware of, and they need to know, is that in the old days at Sturgis, it was a short shutdown. There was a good chance you were going off into the weeds, and there was also hay bales was the closest thing to guard walls they had. Well, those days are gone because now they've added 400 more foot of shutdown so you can stop, and the hay bales are gone. Concrete guard walls are up, lengthen the track nicely, and new PA system and just new timing system. Really a first-class facility, and it's not NHRA sanctioned.
Yes, Stevie, we just spoke with Craig Thorpe just a few minutes ago, and I guess we're going to go to a commercial here in a minute, and I guess he's going to be on with us tonight.
Oh, well, cool. Thought we'd lost him. Well, let me ask you, so getting back to going into Bristol, what are your expectations to go in there? You've already raced there once this year. You've dealt with the thin air. Feel pretty comfortable going in there, especially, let's face it, you took them all to the bank.
Yeah, we did a good job at the NHRA race, but I believe that that race there, I'm probably not going to make the Bristol race at HDRA.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my, that's a shock to me. I thought for sure I was going to see you at Bristol.
No, sir. Ray's brought another person on board to do some testing on the motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that puts an end to mine and Ray's career together. So,
I'm sorry to hear that. I had no idea.
I know. I found out this afternoon, so it's a little bit of a shock to me, too. So, but, them boys that worked on race teams, excellent guys, and whoever they picked to ride the motorcycle, got a great opportunity, especially with Jeremy and Justin and Mark. They, got a great opportunity.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm sure going to miss you on that ride because Lord knows I have watched you go down this trip many, many times over the years, and it's always a pleasure to watch you go down. You're truly truly a first-class rider.
I appreciate that. I'm sorry to catch you off guard there, Steve.
Oh, that's all right. No problem.
Tommy, appreciate you being on with us tonight here on Real Racing USA, and keep turning those numbers. It's pretty impressive.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you much.
All right, bye-bye.
Are you ready to win? If so, it's time to move up to 5-Star Race Car Bodies. 5-Star Race Car Bodies designs and manufactures the highest quality race car body components. Short tracks, drag strips, road courses, and even in the desert, 5-Star has one driving passion: to help you win. 5-Star Race Bodies designs and manufactures for NASCAR, Grand Am, NHRA, IHRA, SCCA, short track asphalt, short track dirt, USAC, USAR, Hooters Pro Cup, and the ASA Late Model Series. Find out more today. 5starbodies.com.
Power Master is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power batteries. Power Master is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries. XX Power batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. Power Master also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
Real Racing USA, we're back here talking some drag racing. Not only all Harley drag racing with Stage and Stevie Latem.
Hey guys, I got a special guest on here. You talk about all Harley drag racing. This is the man in all Harley drag racing. This is the GM of the AHDRA, Craig Tharp. Craig,
all right,
how you doing
cool
this evening?
Doing good, Steve. How you doing?
Oh, down here fighting the weather. Lots of rain and lightning and stuff going on.
Yeah, we've been having a few storms.
Well, you know where I'm headed straight to?
Yeah.
Well, you know, first I'm going to head to Sturgis, but you know, I need to back up on that because first I need to find out just a little bit about you. Because I know there's a lot of guys out there would like to know. And just curiosity, how long have you been involved with the All Harley Drag Racing Association?
I've been involved with it about 8 years now.
About 8 years?
Yep. We bought AHDRA about 8 years ago, a company that I worked for, and I actually retired from the company and had loved it so much, I bought it and have been running it as a separate entity since 2000.
You do any riding?
Oh, yeah. Not as much as I want to. You know, it seems it's kind of ironic. The deeper I get into Harley drag racing, the less time I have to ride my bike.
Well, curiosity now, if you don't get to ride your bike, you know, don't you sometimes kind of regress and, you know, become depressed somewhat?
I do, but I guess I know it's always there, and I enjoy it when I get a chance to do it. And, you know, it's just it's a little bit of a trade-off, and I see a lot of other people, and I see some of the neatest, you know, motorcycles in the world every weekend, so it's good.
Well, you have a 14-event series, and occasionally you have an extra one or two that you tack in there, and I noticed that, you know, a lot of times, you know, Harley riders sometimes get a bad rap, and they're always the tough guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You've pretty well proved that wrong, and a good example is I see that you have a charity event coming up. Can you tell me a little bit about the charity event you got coming up in Farmington?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of many. You know, it's a one-day event we're doing with the March of Dimes to raise money for them. You know, we expect it to be a big blowout. We've got, you know, music. They're going to feed all the guys that sign up for the ride, you know, previous at the drag strip. And then we're going to be running some fuel bikes and a lot of local stuff. You know, people bringing their bikes out and just getting a chance to go down the racetrack because it can be intimidating, but you know, it's a good day to come out and nobody's gonna, you know, mess with you and let you go down the racetrack, and you know, it's where most of our racers come from, our events like these.
Well, I'll tell you, I know my experience with announcing, I've truly enjoy announcing with the All-Harley Drag Racing Association. And I found out that a lot of these guys that look so tough are really a bunch of big old teddy bears. They're really just super nice guys.
Yeah, generally speaking, it's kind of inversely proportional almost, I have found. You know, the bigger and the badder they can be, the better they are, you know. And, you want the kind of people you want on your side.
Yes, sir.
It's all good folks.
Well, talking about bigger, badder, better, I'm headed to Sturgis. You got to tell me. As you know, I'm a novice. I've never been to Sturgis before, and probably most of the guys that are listening to us, guys and gals are listening, have not been there as well. What can we expect when we come into Sturgis this year?
Well, you can expect a little town that normally 6,706 population, I think, become basically a 500,000 people, you know. The count goes up and down, and, you know, and there's various counts out there, but basically there's, a 500,000 people will go to Sturgis over the 14 days. It's really a 10-day rally, but it's stretched out from the 1st to the 15th now. So the rally's a big deal, and you have to go multiple years to really see it all. And then our race is just, really used to be what they called outside Sturgis, but it's basically in Sturgis almost now. And we go up there. It's not a points event. We go up there and race for 3 days. We got about 5 hours of racing for 3 days. And, we run everything, tons of fuel bikes and, a lot of pro gas and modified bikes. And then, a lot of, ET and sportsman stuff, a ton of it.
So you do have a street class for the guy that rode his bike up there. If he wants to race, he can enter.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of people do. I mean, literally, I don't know what the count is, actually, but a lot of people enter, and have fun on that in that ET class. Anybody can do it, and it's, you just got to have the right safety equipment and stuff, but it's a blast.
Well, you talk about safety equipment. I know a lot of the guys used to say, Sturgis was kind of scary because hay bales and short shutdown. And you've been changing it. How about tell us about some of the major changes you've made up there with the drag strip?
Well, and we quit racing at Sturgis in 2000 because of safety concerns. And we didn't race there for 2 years. And we were able to lease the racetrack and ourselves. And we put up, the first thing we did was got rid of the hay bales and put up concrete walls and the track was a little short, and we extended it 400 feet. Actually, we did it in increments. We did 300 one year and then went another 100 and put in a nice sand trap and extended the return road, of course. And it upgraded the lighting and put in a new timing system. And we've got, there were no scoreboards. We put up electronic scoreboards. And then the all-important concessions and stuff, we've just stepped that up every year, to have, good stuff. And because it's really a time for us to give everybody a taste of AHDRA, what our national events are like. And it's run just like a national event, but it's a little more laid back, and we don't allow, we only have 150 room to park 150 bikes up there. Mm-hmm. And so everybody can't come. But it's a good place to go, and there's people from Sturgis all over the country, well, all over the world really, but all over the country there, and it's a chance for them to see what it's like. And when the AHDRA national event comes to one of their or within 150 miles or so of their house, it entices them to come to the event. And so it's fun, and you're gonna you'll have so many stories from Sturgis, Lord, it might change your favorite subject.
Well, I understand one more thing, which, being an announcer, this really excited me. I understand that we have a brand new PA system in there.
That's right. That's right.
I've gone to heaven.
Yeah, it's kind of by default, too. We got struck by lightning.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
How'd you do that? And it took out the PA system and a bunch of the lights and stuff, and we actually upgraded, light bulbs have come so far. We ended up, being able to upgrade some of our lighting too. So, it was a bad thing, but a lot of good came out of it too.
The bad thing, it was a good thing. So, In other words, when the fans come out this year, they see an all-new Sturgis drag strip from what they've been used to in the past years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. And what we've tried to do is get a little better every year. And, you know, our plan is to next year really to have activities there at the drag strip every day. You know, we want to do a I don't know if you are even familiar with it, but, you know, a dirt dig, an old-fashioned dirt dig with the motorcycles. And, you know, that's just drag racing on the dirt, which is a show. And,
well, I could get into that, yeah.
Yeah, they put about, you know, 80 or 90 3/8 bolts in the back tire, you know, it looks like a porcupine. And
get out of here, really?
Oh, yeah, the fuel bikes will throw a rooster tail, you know, 300 or 400 feet. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Oh.
But, but, you know, add some stuff like that, some more fun stuff, you know, at the drag strip, all racing stuff. Yeah, you know, we just try to notch it up there a little bit every year.
But it sounds like it's going to be an absolute blast. I know I'm sure excited. My first opportunity to come to Sturgis with you guys, and I think it's going to be really, really fascinating. And I think anybody else, if it's possible, and I realize, you know, there's still time yet. I don't know how far you may have to travel to find hotel rooms or whatever, but I would sure, if you have that weekend off, it's just, what, 2 weeks away? Isn't that right?
Yeah, the rally actually starts on the 4th. And we'll be in there on the 1st, you know, getting stuff ready, and then we start racing on the 6th.
Okay, so the 6th and the 7th will be the race then. And
actually 6th, 7th, and 8th, I think we're racing all 3 days.
Watch out the people of Sturgis.
Tuesday night, I'm going to go live with Sturgis. That's going to be fun.
Stevie live on the net.
We're looking forward to it.
Well, Craig, it's been a pleasure having you and Steve on here with us tonight, and keep up all your good work, and we'll keep getting the message out and getting everybody to these races.
Good deal. More the merrier. I appreciate it. You guys take care.
Appreciate it.
Right.
Stevie.
Yes, sir.
What's coming up?
Well, this weekend I'm headed to Grand Bend, Canada for the IHRA. Mopar, Canadian National.
Really?
I think it's going to be absolutely exciting. It's a beautiful facility. The temperatures will be cool, and the fuel cars will be flying. I'm going to come back from that race. Hopefully we'll have some really good interviews on some of the top fuel pilots we're going to talk with this time when I'm up in Canada.
Definitely.
And, of course, the following week, we headed up to the big Harley race up in Sturgis, we talked about tonight. And something a little special about that is I am going to go live, and I have Valerie Thompson, who we had on not too long ago. She's going to be my co-host, and I think that's going to be kind of neat. And whether I'm announcing or whether I'm talking to you from the track, we may end up going downtown even. So, who knows? This could be that might be the last show if I don't make it home.
Stevie's
it's fun now, I guarantee you.
Stevie's in the streets of Sturgis. All right, hey, appreciate it, Stevie, and I'll see you in a couple days in Grand Bend.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it, guys.
All right, buddy.
All right, man.
Have a good night.
Yeah, bye-bye.
See ya. And if you lost us on the stream, We have Rick told us what happened.
We archive everything.
I know, but Rick told us what happened.
I fixed it.
No, he told us.
I fixed it.
I ran out of gas. I had a flat tire. I didn't have enough money for cab fare. My truck didn't come back from the cleaners. An old friend came in from out of town.
Craig
Someone
Clark
stole my car.
Is one sick dude.
There was an earthquake. A terrible flood. Marcus!
We do a whole show.
Where the car?
And he puts this kind of crap on us.